Okay, so we are ready to fly.
The Nature Conservancy's Sam Lindblom guides a 40-pound drone 200 feet above the forest floor as it drops little balls filled with a chemical that ignites about 30 seconds after landing.
And then the ball ignites the grass and leaf litter that is adjacent to it, and then the fire spreads.
That's important because under the right conditions, the blaze will eliminate unwanted trees, grasses, and shrubs, preserving habitat for wildlife. Dennis Gaston is with the Virginia Department of Forestry.
Without fire, you'll get a lot of species, the sweet gum, red maple, that before fire never really made it that far. You know, and there's a whole list of species that are becoming sort of troublesome, almost like weeds.
Before settlers came to Virginia, Lindblom says these forests burned naturally with blazes set by lightning. Today, wildfires are less common on a landscape transformed by people.
We don't see as much fire in Virginia as we would have 300 or 400 years ago because our landscape is more broken. There's more highways, there's more people, there's more fire control, more fire departments, there are more rules and regulations. So there's a lot of things that have interrupted the more natural pattern of fire that we would have seen pre-settlement.
So forest managers have stepped in to mimic nature and restore the balance established over centuries. Lindblom concedes setting low-level fires can be hazardous to teams of foresters. Zoe Colatarsi with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service agrees.
It's risky because people have to walk through the middle of the woods where there's not a readily identifiable safe place to be. So there's fire around and there are briars and holes that you could fall in and twist ankles. And sometimes people get confused about where exactly they are. So on occasion, we've had mishaps where folks get a little bit lost.
The drone makes it a lot easier for like big spaces, because when you're doing, you know, 500 acres and you're trekking through it back and forth, the day is long and you're covered in ticks and cuts. But it's worth it because, you know, you're doing good things for the forest and it needs it.
With the help of the Nature Conservancy's $40,000 drone and ideal spring weather, fire program manager Bobby Klontz says teams of forest managers have burned a record amount of land.
In eastern Virginia, we were about 20% higher than our highest previous year. And in the western part of the state, we were about 50% higher.
And at Fish and Wildlife, Gene Nora says cooperating with other federal and state agencies and nonprofits is key to making controlled burns possible in more places.
None of us individually could accomplish, you know, a prescribed burn ourselves, because in general, you're looking at, you know, 15 to 30 people on some of these burns, and our individual units would not be able to accomplish that.
At Virginia's Department of Wildlife Resources, Matt Klein is already seeing results with a growing population of rare red-cockaded woodpeckers on the Piney Grove and Big Woods preserves in Sussex County.
That bird needs fire. It's also beneficial to a number of other bird species and deer, quail, turkey.
And all of us should see the impact this summer and fall, when experts predict the Commonwealth will see fewer wildfires, and our foresters are freed to help battle blazes out west. I'm Sandy Houseman.